Hello there.
Hello there.
And welcome to What If Qui-Gon Didn't Die? This is a bonus episode. Nice. My name's Jamie.
And I'm Sean.
And we are doing another listener question.
Question time.
We like this.
The Jamie and the Sean.
I like this. I like doing the listener questions.
It
gives us something different that we wouldn't have thought about before.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
I think the downside to the listener questions is sometimes they ask us stuff that we might need to research a tiny bit.
Yeah, so thank you for that.
But that's okay. It's part of the fun.
It is part of the fun. I've enjoyed, I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
Every aspect we're keen on. It's all good.
And it's Star Wars related.
Yeah.
Which we're very happy about.
I'm always happy about a bit of Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this question's come from Joe.
Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Right, and he would like to know, can Ewoks be Jedi? Jedis? Jedi.
Jedi?
Jedi. I know that they were a Jedi. Is that like an employee?
Employee.
A Jedi is like an employee of a Jedi employer. Jeddah. Anyway.
Jeddah Gorge. My simple answer to this is yes.
Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Yeah, right. See you next time. Be good. Stay at the sand. sorry, Joe. I actually think that they could be.
Okay.
Think of the Wookiees, right? Obviously, now. You've got Ewoks and Wookiees. Wookiees are a little bit more non-tribalistic because they're involved in the galactic sort of...
Yeah, they've got a voice, haven't they?
They got a voice in the galactic...
In the civilization.
Yeah, in the Senate-y thing. And obviously they communicate, and even though they are like vicious hoarding monsters, almost, they use bow and arrows, they are technologically advanced, and they can communicate with other races.
Yeah.
The Ewoks are little native, cannibalistic monkeys, bear people who live on Endor, and they don't really see people normally.
Yeah, and nobody knows what they're saying.
Nobody knows what they're saying, well, 3PO, who can translate their language. So somebody must have known what they were on about at some point to then program 3PO to know.
I had the same thought at the exact same time as you. Yeah. I thought, how does he know?
Somebody had to know what they were saying. It's Amber or something. He's gone there and figured it all out. But a Wookiee can be a Jedi, as we've seen in canon Disney Plus stuff. Right? And I think there's a couple of books as well where a Wookiee...
Okay. I don't remember seeing a Jedi Wookiee, but it makes sense.
I think it's in one of the Clone Wars episodes or something like that.
That sounds powerful, doesn't it?
A Wookiee. Yeah, imagine, because obviously he's a youngling there. Imagine when he's all grown up.
A youngling Wookiee.
Yeah.
That'd be special.
Yeah, yeah.
Cute.
He is a little cute. But then when he grows up, he ain't going to be that cute.
No. And some of those Wookiees are bad.
Beastie boys, yeah.
Yeah.
So if they can do it, because the Force imbues all living things.
Yes, any living organism.
Yeah. Ewoks are living organisms.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously might not know that it's the Force. They might not know how to use it. Maybe stuff... It's a bit like... Do you remember the first Harry Potter book?
Mm-hmm.
When he had his hair cut and he thought he looked like a little tit. That it would grow back overnight.
Yeah.
And it was just like one of those, why is my hair growing back so quick? What's the matter? Oh, I felt really embarrassed yesterday. Now I don't have to.
Yeah.
If they could use the Force, I reckon it'd be a bit like that.
Do you think it's just because they can't communicate? So those people who know how to use the Force... So you get the younglings, and they've got a midichlorian count, and they've done something that's a bit funny, like Harry Potter and the snake with the glass.
Yeah.
By accident, something happens. So somebody picks up on it, and then they teach them, and that's how they become Jedi.
Yeah.
With the Ewoks, apart from the fact that nobody sees them.
Yeah.
If one of them displayed some sort of showing of untapped power, could it be possible that if somebody was to say, right, I can communicate with you, yes, do you think that's all it is? It's just a communication thing, then I can show you how to do it.
Yeah, I think so. Their tribalistic ways, if that's the right terminology, would mean that they would just revere, you know, because look how they acted when Luke made 3PO float.
Oh, yeah.
It would be a bit like that. They'd revere him. They'd be like, oh, he's actually a sage or a mage or something.
Yeah.
And they probably honour him as like this.
He'd be the one in the stripy jumpsuit. Yeah. That's him, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So
The shaman,
yeah. But if somebody could then communicate with him and say, why don't you come with us, you know, and we'll teach you how to use your powers.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd go, all right, then I'll go away. Bye, everybody. You know, and they all go, yeah, yeah, see you later. In their own little Ewok language.
Yeah.
And then he goes off to the temple and he needs to have that little communicator chip book put in.
Yeah.
Because that's how they know all the aliens are talking about, don't they? Because it's not, Han doesn't know all the aliens' languages. He's got a little chip. Or is that Star Trek where they have the little chip put in?
I don't know. I don't know if I've heard of a chip, but it kind of makes sense that they've got some sort of translator.
Yeah, in their
head. Although that said, if they've got translator chips,
they don't need 3PO.
What's 3PO there for?
Yeah. Well, maybe it's only certain languages that are part of the...
Maybe.
Because 3PO can also talk to other droids and machines.
Yeah.
That's why Owen...
And Ewoks.
Ewoks. And that's why Owen hires him in the first place. Yeah. Is to talk to the moisture machines, translate.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And like talk to ships and stuff. Like, oh, can you find this on the ship? Yeah, I'll just have a little chat with it. Bibbidi-bibbidi-bob. So I reckon, yeah, it would be a bit funny to see an Ewok because it's so...
Fluffy and small.
Fluffy, small, native, horrible. Like it would meet all the other youngling kids and it might be like, oh, I don't like the look of these. Where am I? I'm from a jungle and I'm suddenly in a city. And it would be like an episode of, I don't know, Spider-Man or something.
It's too jarring, I suppose.
Yeah.
Poor Ewok would struggle with the culture shift, I suppose.
And giving it a little lightsaber when it's used to like bow and arrow. it would probably cut its own arm off just flipping about.
Oh, I wonder if there's a way to sort of... I wonder if they could make a bow and arrow, but the arrow is a lightsaber.
You need to watch Bad Batch.
Okay.
So, kind of. There is technology out there to do that.
Yeah, cool.
You know, little plasma arrows or whatever.
Anyway.
So, my answer is yeah, because if a Wookiee kid, you know, random little alien, you know, the one with the long sort of curved head and the hammerhead...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it talks out the side of its, you know, neck, almost.
Yeah.
That can be a Jedi.
That's true.
Do you know what
yeah.
I mean? If that can be a Jedi, why can't an Ewok? It's just a communication thing. But we view Ewoks as little tribal, they'll eat you in the night. They've eaten all those stormtroopers because they're evil. But that's only because they are native little boys and girls. They're Peter Pan's lost boys, aren't they?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that... They have to be able to be.
Yeah, it would just be very, like you said before, be very jarring to us to see something be like that.
I think it'd be more jarring for the Ewok than for us.
Yeah, well, imagine, well, yeah, and to watch it. That's what I mean. Yeah. If they made a little 20-minute TV show about it, it'd be really weird watching this Ewok try and chew off his master's hand. And he's like, no, you can't eat me. Put your lightsaber down and listen to me.
Yeah.
And then when it's all done, he'd probably go straight back to Endor on his little... Because he'd also have to learn how to fly a ship.
Mm.
You know, he'd have to learn how to read. He'd have to learn how to do all these things. If they found an Ewok that could do that, let's say Obi-Wan was there, or, you know, Qui-Gon back in the day looking for his midichlorian blood tester, and he found an Ewok, it would be a bit like the Gungans. If they found a Gungan who had really high midichlorian count that could be a Jedi... They'd probably go, oh, it's not worth it. only because the lifestyle and the fact that they're not part of the Galactic Senate, they're not a part, they haven't got a culture that is teachable.
Yeah, they don't understand what it is, what their mission should be.
Yeah. How's an Ewok ever going to, you go, all right, and look at it during the Clone Wars, for example. You get an Ewok before the Clone Wars, you train him up to be a Jedi, and all the Jedi have squads of, you know, clones under them.
Mm.
Just imagine the carnage of an Ewok having 1,000 clone troopers under him. They don't have a word, have a clue what he's saying.
No.
Unless he has a little chip put in his mouth and when he talks, they will understand him. How's an Ewok going to plan grand battles when he's used to being at home hunting, you know, little animals to eat with his tribe? no amount of sort of, I mean, you can learn these things, but the time and the pressure, it would, you know, you'd think Qui-Gon would sit there and go, yeah, you have got some form of funny powers, but I'm just going to leave you be.
So the answer is yes, they could be, but also no, because why would you?
Yeah, almost. It would just, you know, but it's the Wookiee thing again. Wookiees are intelligent. They've crossed that barrier.
Yeah.
Whereas Ewoks haven't quite crossed that barrier.
Yeah, they've not been involved enough.
Yeah, yeah. It's a shame because a little fuzzy, cute little bear boy,
be quite cool, wouldn't
with
it?
with a little mini lightsaber, you know, yeah, that only goes to half length. You know, that's pretty cool to think about, but it would just be carnage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Because what if he got the ump in his little teddy bear rage and threw a lightsaber at somebody? He'd poke an eye out, and he wouldn't even mean to.
Yeah, that'd be that.
I'd hate it. I'd be terrified. Imagine being in his class.
Oh, no. You'd be like, what? Well, disruptive teddy bears then.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So I think even though they could be, they're better off being left with their tribe to become the, oh, look, he's a shaman. He can do random stuff.
Yeah.
As long as they ain't dangerous. But then, you know, it's all about chief, shaman, blah, blah, blah. He probably would just be, they put a little headdress on him and go, you use magic now. That's funny.
Yeah, that would be what it is.
And then that would probably just be that.
But they can communicate, so they know what's right and wrong between them. So
yeah, and they can go, oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't fling them rocks off that cliff at us. You know, but you are allowed to lift my chair up, being the chief, so I can look all powerful in front of all the minions.
Yeah.
And there you go. That's the best answer I can give, because it's just mental to think about Ewoks. But I do think, oh, I'll add this quick. I did read somewhere, we spoke about this before. There was a promo somewhere,
yeah,
of an Ewok with a lightsaber.
Oh, okay.
But if I remember correctly, it was from some sort of promotional RPG Star Wars-y D&D thing.
Right.
No concrete info on that, guys and girls. I can't remember fully. So, obviously, if you know what I'm on about, let us know so I can, you know, cement that in the old chat. But I'm pretty sure there was some sort of promo material for it. But it's probably A, not canon, and B, it was just a spoofy...
Just a daft bit of...
Spoofy, daft bit of, oh yeah, you can be a Jedi Ewok when you play D&D. Look at this little picture we've drawn. It could have even just been that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and that is that. But, yeah, there we go.
Nice. Well, thank you for your question, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, appreciate that. And if anybody else wants to ask a question,
get in touch, please.
Yeah, get in touch. You can email us at wyqgdd@gmail.com, or I'm going to test Sean here.
You can DM the wyqgdd.
Lovely.
There you go.
Send us a little message. Ask us a question. Tell us what you think. We'd love to hear from you.
Yep. Get in touch, please. We've loved doing these because we've had one or two of these now, haven't we?
Little
questions coming in, and it's nice
for
people to take an interest, ask us. You know, we'll try and answer to the best of our abilities. But yeah, thank you.
Lovely. Right. That being said, good place to wrap up.
Yep.
So, look after yourself.
Be good.
And stay out of the sand.